Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got Chris Dotson on with us, Doing It Dotson on X. And Chris has written for Clutch Points, Forbes magazine. Man, it's a long list. So, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Chris, I'm going to jump the gun here a little bit on the Jeremiah Fears. We'll come back to that selection. But, man, what's being talked about all over certainly is what happened to get to move up in round one. You know, you moved up 10 spots to the 13th pick with Atlanta to pick the center in Derek Queen. And I don't think you could be wrong with assessments both ways. One is that Queen is a very talented guy, and he does have a chance, to be a cornerstone piece for your franchise. But, man, it is really risky for what you did in that you gave up an unprotected pick in next year's NBA draft to get him. And that, who knows where that could end up being. So I think one of the things it popped in my head immediately after the trade. That was a guy in Atlanta that knew just how bad Joe Dumars wanted Derek Queen, and I'm going to ask for an unprotected pick. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, we'll move on. But I think he knew that Joe Dumars was going to give that up in exchange to get Derek Queen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Derek Queen interest was pretty much an open secret. I mean, I was on your show a few weeks ago talking about how much the Pelicans, they all love Derek Queen. I love Derek Queen. I understand why you want him on your team. Giving up the pick and making it unprotected is what takes it from a smart gamble that everybody loves and, oh, he really put it all out there, to what are you thinking? Look at the next year draft. That's a top 10 pick. And you just traded it for Derek Queen, who might not be a top 20 pick next year. It's just kind of tough given the price. But the process is what we're going to argue about. But Queen, I loved him. I talked about him on your show. But, yeah, it was an open secret that the Pelicans love Queen. And Bryson Graham went to Atlanta and cashed in on that information.
Yes, sir. I mean, he had – how they say that in, if you were on the stock market, you got insider trading information. He knew exactly – how much Joe Dumars really liked Queen. I'll throw it back to Jeremiah Fears. A lot of people felt he would be a top five pick in his draft class, and we talked about it yesterday that you know, he may even go to the Wizards one pick ahead to get him. Very talented young man, 18 years old. You see at times, man, he really flashes it. As a shooter, he is a guy that can create some space for a shot. Now, defensively, he's got to get better, and he's got a tendency to be a bit schizophrenic sometimes with the ball on turnovers. I really like the pick of Jeremiah Fears.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pick that I can get on board with. I didn't see him going higher. I actually had him like 12th on my board. because I was in Oklahoma and watched him play Northwestern State out of Natchitoches with Coach Rick Cabrera, and then talked about how Northwestern State forced him into six turnovers, only six made shots. There's a lot to like, but there's also a lot of Emmanuel Mudiay to his game, an old burnout with the Nuggets, where he just doesn't have a shot. His defense is going to take years. His ball handling is very schizophrenic, like you said. And he's coming into a situation where I think he's going to be expected to produce maybe sooner than he's going to be ready for. He's only 18, 19 years old. I don't think he's ready to really help this team win at a playoff level for another 2 years. And that's why it's tough to see him next to Zion, because we just went through a whole era where everybody fussed at Grift about not bringing in shooters. Well, Fears and McQueen, neither one of them are shooters. So it looks like some of that process is still broken, but I hope the young man pans out, because there's a lot of fire to his game, and I want to see that in New Orleans, if nothing else. Show us you care when you're on the court. But that shooting is really troublesome for me.
The shooting and the defense, Chris, I mean, he is an undersized point guard, 6'2 and a half and about a buck 80. But, you know, at the same time, he's a developmental piece, which is part of this as well. Like, they think that they can get the most out of him. However, I don't know how long it's actually going to take to get to that point. With Derek Queen, it's a little bit different. And part of the reason that Joe was talking about trading up for him and making sure that they secured him, you imagine that the Pelicans would have at least heavily considered Derek Queen at 7. And so if you're talking about their board where Jeremiah Fears ranked on their board, where Derek Queen ranked on their board, they obviously love both players. But I want to get your thoughts on Derek Queen specifically, because he's a little bit of an older prospect as far as being 20, as opposed to Jeremiah Fears, who's just 18 right now. But Derek Queen, you know, we saw him a little bit in his NCAA tournament run. Maryland had a really great team with the Crab Five this past year. We talked with Coach Boog Sadler, the head coach at Nicholls State, and he raved about Derek Queen, talking about his star potential at the next level. And I just want to get your thoughts on Queen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like his game, but they have the stats going where he had, like, the most double-doubles of all freshmen. Yeah, he's 20 years old. Other freshmen were 17 and 18-year-old. He's supposed to do better. Him translating what he does well to the next level is going to be, tough, because he just doesn't use the same amount of court as everybody else. He's just not a shooter. The thing I'm going to watch the most, because if you look at what he was traded for, that Asa Newell, I had Asa about the same tier as Queen, so I don't see why. I mean, I see why they had to do it. They liked the guy. They picked the guy. But I thought Asa Newell would have been just as good as Queen if you had to just pick one in a spot. So seeing how his game translates to the NBA is going to be very interesting. Summer League is going to be fun because Fears is going to have the ball. We all know that's a guard-centric thing. And Queen is going to have to demand the ball in a way that he won't get to do with Zion on the court. So his translation and just development with the Pelicans, it's going to be as schizophrenic as Fears plays, I fear. And it's going to be tough for the young man. I'm rooting for him. I like what his game is, but I just don't see how it fits in New Orleans immediately. This is going to be a 2 or 3 year process, like you were saying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris, I think one of the things, the first part of all this was the trade with the Wizards and giving up the veteran and C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk, and you get in return Jordan Poole, who, man, he had a wild ride with the Wizards. Now, I'm not saying the Wizards are loaded, but, it was really roller coaster. Alike. And then Sadiq Bey, we haven't seen him since, what, January of 2024? So it's literally a year and a half that he's not been on the court. Now, your thoughts on that trade and what you think Poole could bring to the table here with the Pelicans?
Yeah, Poole, I like him finding a new reset in his professional career. I mean, he started with Golden State. He got punched. He went to the Wizards. And last year, I don't think people realize this. You dig into the deep to the numbers. He was getting blitzed off the ball by a lot of teams just because he was basically the only threat the Wizards had. So I think that those repetitions will help him a ton when he gets to New Orleans and there's a little less pressure, a little less focus on getting the ball out of his hands. He'll be able to create and do a lot of the things that he does well. C.J. McCollum, I think we all just knew that time had passed in New Orleans. He tried his best here, and it was 3 years of injury, and he's the president, and Joe Dumars had to make a move. But what you're getting to the start with, that Indy pick, I still don't see why you make that trade when Halliburton's dealing with a calf and they still got a game to play. That looks like that in some way in the last 48 hours, the Pelicans gave up a top 10 pick in a loaded draft next year. And it seems like some of the motivations to make those moves, they didn't have quite the urgency that the Pelicans were operating with because they could have waited a couple of days, a couple of hours even, and seen what happened in Game 7. So it's going to be tough. I see the move because I never was a believer in Kelly Olynyk. And CJ, again, his time was gone. But giving up that pick, that's going to factor in heavily in how we weigh what Joe Dumars is doing to open up this job.
You know, I think there's two parts of the trade that I just want to kind of focus on, Chris, specifically C.J. McCollum. And as you kind of alluded to, he was Mr. Consistency in New Orleans. Like when you had all the uncertainty with Zion Williamson and his lack of availability, Brandon Ingram and his lack of availability over the last few years, you always saw C.J. on the court and he was a pro's pro. We've kind of talked about this ad nauseum now. And so you thank him for his time. The other part outside of Jordan Poole that's interesting to me is Sadiq Bey, who's someone that Troy Weaver's obviously interested in. Troy Weaver made the trade back when he was with Detroit, the draft night trade where Sadiq Bey goes from, it goes to Detroit, I think from Brooklyn, if I'm remembering correctly. And then, you know, they make the trade to Washington as well when Weaver was a kind of a senior advisor there last year. And now coming to New Orleans, there's the obvious connection. Sadiq Bey, with a torn ACL, there's always obviously the medical part of things. But when he was healthy with Detroit early on in his career, he was a really solid player. And if he can kind of return to that form a little bit, not necessarily being 100% of that form, you at least have a really nice rotational piece with this Pelicans team next year.
Right, and the greatest comp I've heard for Sadiq Bey is he was going to be a young Kawhi Leonard. He's got the big hands. He's shooting 36, 37% from three and could have built on it. And then he had the ACL injuries and the knee injuries, just like Kawhi. Maybe a little earlier than Kawhi, but still the comparisons were there. The similarities were there. There's a lot of upside to like about Sadiq Bey's game. It's just how is he going to come off of that injury and will he be able to play on it? Just, we know this, if an athlete gets hurt and they're not used to that confidence and just going off of that reconstructed knee, it takes them maybe a season to get ready. And so I think Sadiq Bey will be allowed to find his comfort level in New Orleans. They were not going to ask too much of him too soon because Troy Weaver knows what he expects of him after, say, New Year's and towards the trade deadline. But look, I like Sadiq Bey upside. He's had everything go against him in a way with the injuries and then being in tanking spots, lottery team spots. He'll finally get to play in a winning situation, and I think he'll bring some of the stuff he did in college well to New Orleans.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights from you. We really, really appreciate it.
Hey, nothing to it, Mike. Appreciate y'all having me on. I'm sure I'll talk to y'all in a few weeks when we're in Vegas for Summer League.
Thanks,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Chris Dotson does great work, works for a number of different companies and Clutch Points and also for Forbes magazine. Always opinionated, and I like that. Somebody that give you a good opinion on something. He might not be right all the time, but he gives you a good opinion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.